1. What does the woman spend most of her income on?
Do you try and save a lot of your income?
No, I'm not very good at saving.
Really? But you bought your house.
Well, my parents paid for most of that. I don't know where my money goes. I don't go on expensive holidays or anything. Most of it probably goes on clothes. A new coat one week, shoes the next. It all adds up.
2. How does the man pay at the hotel?
Are you checking out, sir?
Yes, please.
That will be £168 for the 2 nights. How would you like to pay?
Do you take phone payments?
We don't, I'm afraid. We can take cash, cards or cheques.
I think I might have it in cash. Yes, here. Can you give me a receipt? I'll need to claim it back, you see.
Of course, sir.
3. How is the man going to save more money?
I really need to save more money. I try to budget every month, but I usually only have a few pounds left to save. It's so expensive living here. I have already stopped taking the tube to work. I walk now. I suppose if I start taking lunch from home, I'll save more. The only other option is to rent my spare room out, and I'm not doing that. I love living alone.
4. Why does the woman like paying by credit card?
You are always travelling for work. How do you pay for things?
I normally put it all on my work credit card.
So no need to keep all those receipts then?
Oh no, I still have to keep the receipts. But I've got to say it's useful when you travel to other countries.
Why is that?
Well, I don't have to worry about having lots of different coins. That can be so confusing.
5. What does the man think he is best at in his job?
Do you like everything about your job, Mark?
Yes, I do. I really love working with numbers, but I don't think I'm very good at it.
What part of your job do you think you do best?
Public speaking is probably what I'm strongest at. I am quite good at managing my time, but I still need to improve this area.
6. How much have the company's sales increased over the year?
The sales figures for the last year are in, and I can tell you that we're doing well, but not as well as we wanted. We haven't quite reached our target of a 33% increase, but we are nearly there. The actual increase is 24.6%. This is a better figure than all other years, so there is only a 10% difference in what we predicted. Hopefully we can make this up with some changes to our marketing strategy.
7. Who is going to be the lead presenter?
So, we need to decide on what we are going to do for the presentation next week. It's important that we get this right. Francisco, I want you to write the presentation, but I want Luis to deliver it. I think he's our best public speaker. Gaston, can you look at the numbers and add them to the presentation? I want this all finalised by Friday, if we can.
8. How is the budget for the project divided?
The project is nearly finished now. Did we stick to our budget, Alan?
Yes. Things are looking quite good. We've stayed on budget well. As we expected, we spent just over a quarter of the budget on marketing, and the rest was spent on development costs. And we are also more than £2,000 under budget.
Excellent news, Alan.